I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A remembrance for you now. A lot of people in Ireland wish that writer Nuala O'Fuaillean had just piped down. Why'd she have to talk about all those things? Her alcoholic mother, her philandering father, not to mention her own sexuality, aging, and loneliness. She not only talked about those things, she wrote about them in her very public book, Are You Somebody? The Accidental Memoir of a Dublin Woman. 10 years ago, we asked Nuala O'Fuaillean to read a segment from her memoir about coming to terms with an aging body.
Sometimes when she wakes up during the night and straightens her limbs, her hands slide across her breasts, and she's ambushed by a sensation of their softness before she can guard herself against it. Then she sees herself as if from above, a middle-aged woman under a duvet on a bed, in her space on the surface of the spinning planet, pressing a face twisted with the anguish of a lonely body down into her own shoulder. She clenches her eyes in shame, as if there were someone to hear her groan. Sometimes she smooths her sides and her belly and rubs her thighs with her useless hands. She has a roll of fat around her hips, but she's flexible still. I'm still a woman, she says. Use me. Find someone to use me, or let me get old. Quick, quick. She's pleading, I think, not just for physical excitement, but not to become invisible, at least to God.
10 years later, Nuala O'Fuaillean was splitting her time between New York and Ireland and still talking candidly about her life and death. In April, she revealed to RTE radio listeners in Ireland that she was dying from inoperable lung cancer. She said her life had gone dark. She no longer enjoyed nature, reading, or anything at all except music.
One of the reasons I went to New York was to hear live music, which I did, a wonderful string quartet. And thanks be to God, my heart responded, because if I'd had to sit there listening to Schubert's quartet, Death and the Maiden, meaning nothing to me, I would have thought I'd want to throw myself under the subway train. But it wasn't. I came out elated. And what I'm hoping for, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if I could have this, I kind of hoped there was some way of fading away. That's to say that you lay in your bed and you were really a nice person and everyone came and said goodbye and wept, and you wept and you meant it, and that you weren't in any pain or discomfort, that you didn't choke, that you didn't die in a mess of diarrhea, that you just got weaker, and then in the end, sometime in the middle of the night, on your own as you must be, you know that you're just about to go into the dark. That's what I want.
Nuala O'Fuaillean died this past Friday in Dublin. She was 68 years old. Listen to our full interview with Nuala O'Fuaillean about her memoir, recorded in 1998 at theworld.org.